And now, after years of planning, sweating, and going broke, here is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
And it left the media.
Why they would give this man a podcast is anyone's guess.
And there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Trapped, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Country music and fine moonshine. Finally, a podcast that lets it all hang out.
Let's level with America.
Got your boots? Ready for some whiskey?
These boots are made for walking.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Hey everyone, Jim here, Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Happy Thursday. Welcome to our Thursday edition of the show. We have the wonderful and super talented Becca Bowen on the show. If you don't know who Becca Bowen is, before we start this episode, just listen and then go check her out because she is absolutely incredible. She's got a brand new EP coming out tomorrow, County Line. We have heard it. It is fan-freaking-tastic. Check it out. Set your alarms for midnight tonight if you're listening on Thursday and go get it. If you're listening after Thursday, just when you're done here, go check it out because it is fantastic. There isn't a song you would want to skip. I'm just telling you that right now. Not to give anything away, not to give you too much hope, but it's incredible. It is one of the better EPs we have heard in a very long time. So Becca, thank you for taking the time and coming on the show today. We greatly appreciate it. We absolutely love talking to you. I'm going to give you a little insider baseball. After we did this episode, right? I am famous for not doing a lot of research on my guests before they come on because I want the conversation to be authentic and real and, you know, learning about each other as we go. Because there's nothing worse than listening to an interview when somebody already knows the answers to the questions, right? I think that is boring as hell, and so don't you. So, and if you don't, then this is not the podcast for you. But I did a little bit of research on Becca, and I had so many more questions, so many other things we could have went into. And we went into a lot. So, Becca, this is my invitation to you to come back, and we might get real nitty-gritty to the point where, you know, might even get Social Security numbers out of it and all kinds of cool shit. No, I'm just teasing. But there's so much we could have talked about, and I didn't know. I didn't even know to bring it up. So maybe that's a learning curve, 3 years in. But you know what? No, it's great because now we have a reason to have her back on. So thank you again, Becca, for coming on. County Line tomorrow, EP. Check it out. If it's your first time here, pause, go to the socials, like, follow, subscribe, all that crap. Appreciate you so much. Bootsandwhiskeyentertainment.com is the website. Without further ado, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Becca Bowen. Enjoy. We want to give a big thank you to our friends over at Off the Rails here in Worcester, Massachusetts. You can find them at offtherailsworcester.com. They have a great restaurant, a great music venue. They have everything you would want to feel like in Nashville right here in Central Mass. If you're ever in the area, check out the restaurant, check out the music venue. Again, offtherailsworcester.com, 90 Commercial Street, Worcester. Check them out.
Hey, Becca.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's freezing up here, but I'm doing great.
You know, I saw your, I think it was yesterday. I think you posted on Instagram about, being out in the snow and stuff. And it cracks me up being from New England and, seeing how shut down you guys are over the last few days.
I know. It's terrible.
It's cracking me up.
It should be because, I mean, like, well, I'm from South Carolina, so we don't even get snow. I mean, like, maybe once every 4 or 5 years. So, like, I'm in Nashville, and we have 8 inches, and it's about 8 degrees. So, I'm like, this is too much for me. I can't handle it. I got stuff to do, and nothing's open.
Right. Do you guys not have plows there? Like, what?
They do. They're out there salting the roads and stuff. And thank God I have a 4-wheel drive. So I was able to I had to go pick somebody up at the airport yesterday, and I was able to go get them. But I mean, it's just, we have salt trucks and, you know, and plows, and it's just too much. I don't know. they're nice. Working as hard as they can and as fast as they can.
You know, I don't doubt it. We got about a foot last weekend, the weekend before. I'm not really sure when it was. And then we got a ton of rain, and it was 50, and then it was all gone.
Oh gosh. I'm hoping the sun will come out and just melt it all today. Yeah. That's what I hope.
And then today, while I'm talking to you, we're getting like 2 to 4.
Oh gosh. It's supposed to snow again on Thursday. So I'm like, please let this heat up and melt before that happens. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, you guys are in for it.
We are. It's people like me that don't know how to drive in the snow. That's the problem. It's people just like me. Like, I have never hardly driven in the snow and stuff. And, you know, and I have like big all-terrain tires and everything. I should be just perfectly fine, but I don't know.
I was texting back and forth with my buddy Jake, who lives down there now. He's from up here, and he's actually Cody Jinx's guitar player.
Oh, cool.
And so I was like, Jake, like, what the hell's going on down there? He goes, it's unbelievable how, like, it's so funny to see people that don't know how to drive in snow.
Yeah, I was literally Googling how to drive in snow. Like, somebody help me here. But thank God I have a four-wheel drive, or I would have already been on the side of the road stuck. But, like, thank God for that four-wheel drive. I'm like,
That's so funny. That's,
you know, I'm used to driving in mud, but not
snow. You're right. It's a totally different kind of stick.
It really is. It really is. But I'm learning. Man. I might be a pro by tomorrow. Oh, hopefully.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, you know, thank you for being here. You know, I know we've had to change this a few times, but
It's okay. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate your support.
Hell yeah. I love what you're doing. You know, it's a lot of fun what you got going on and stuff. It's super exciting.
Well, I have a big personality, and I think sometimes that shows in my music and everything else that I do. So it's fun to be a singer and get to do what I love, and I like sharing that with others.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you don't mind, kind of tell, you know, give everybody like a little crash course about who you are and, you know, where you've come from and how you got to like where you are now.
Oh God, how long is the show? No, I'm kidding.
As long as you want.
I'm kidding. No, I can make it short and sweet. Well, I started singing in church when I was 5 years old, and happened to get to know a gospel group there called the Crusaders, and they were going on a little tour, and they asked me, I think I was like 6 years old, 6 or 7, something like, they asked me to go with them and sing a few songs, you know, whenever they perform. So I got to travel with them and sing with the Crusaders, and it really set the pace for my life and, you know, where I wanted to go. And so, like I said, I started singing at 5, and by the time I was 8 years old, I was in New York City in off-Broadway musicals, and you know, I'd gotten into acting and all those cool things, and you know, I was singing Broadway then. So I went from gospel to Broadway, but country was always in my heart, because my grandpa used to, and all my uncles, most of them used to play guitar and sing, and the family reunions were just out of this world. Everybody was so talented on my mom's side. And so, you know, I just really wanted to sing country, and that led me to getting to open up for the Country Singers Alabama. And after that, I was done. I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. It was like such an incredible experience. And so that's how I got into really professionally singing country music. And then I don't know if you know, I ended up getting on we live in the South, and me and my brother would go hunting all the time. But I got approached by the Outdoors Channel to be on a hunting show. And it was like this hunting competition for girls. And lo and behold, I ended up winning that competition. So became the winner of a hunt show on the Outdoor Channel. And at the same time, my first single, Love It, Leave It, had come out. And that kind of like changed my life, you know, because I was in the public eye and just came out with my first single. And so people got to know me for who I am, which was just a fun loving country girl who loved seeing country music. And that kind of just is where all the success for me came from, is from that show. And so now I get to share what I love, like I said, with everybody. And it's just been an incredible experience.
Yeah. I mean, what you've gone through and what you've been able to do is just is wild. You know, I did want to touch upon the For Love or Light season you were on, because, you know, I know I live out in the woods of New England, but like, I've never been hunting. And I know a lot of people are going to gasp when I say that, but how do you make a reality TV show out of that concept?
Well, I thought the same thing when I was going on the show. I'm like, well, tell me about it and what is this going to be like? Because, you know, for me, hunting is just kind of a tradition that I do with my brother. And we, you know, we feed our families with that deer meat and everything. So I'm like, how are they going to turn this into a show? But it actually was pretty cool. We had like, I mean, I think it was like four girls, and it really showed like their lifestyles and where they came from and the stories behind why they hunt and stuff. It was pretty cool how they did that. And then with that, you know, they had like competitive activities that you would try to win. And I mean, some of these things were kind of dangerous, like biking on these hills really fast. Like, it was just insane competition activities they came up with. And, you know, and from the competitiveness of that, you would see who won those things. You would go out every day and you would hunt hogs and deer, and whoever got the biggest buck would end up winning that show, because all your points would add up. And I was the one that ended up getting the biggest buck and won the show. And then we would feed the hungry with whatever we harvested, which was really great. And, you know, I wasn't going to do the show unless, you know, they did that. You know, I believe, you know, if you're going to go hunting, you need to, you know, feed people with what you are.
Right, sure.
So, you know, when they said that, I was like, oh, absolutely, you know, get to feed the hungry. So the whole concept around the entire show, I thought was really great. And you got a chance to look into these girls' lives and see what they were all about. And I thought it was a pretty fun experience, and probably one of the best experiences I've ever had, honestly, as a huntress, I guess you could call me.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I found it so interesting that, you know, I hadn't heard of the show until I saw that you were on it and that you had won it, you know. And, you know, I haven't been able to have the time to go in and, you know, try to find them by any means. But is the show itself, has it been aired since you've been on it?
They actually have aired it a few times on the Outdoor Channel. And then I think they, Viral Outdoors, ended up putting on YouTube as well, so people could go view it, you know, after the fact of it airing. Because it did really well. You never know how something like that's going to do, you know, when you got women out there being competitive hunting, you know, like, you know, how is that going to do? But it actually did really well. And so I think that you still can go out there and see it on YouTube somewhere, but I think it aired on Outdoor Channel like twice. It was pretty cool too. And it was like a whole like 7 week segment, you know, like it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you were out there, you know, did they kind of like film everything at once, or was it, how long was your part of it?
So I was there for 7 days. All of us were there in Louisiana for 7 days. We stayed in this incredible ranch in Louisiana, but it was not easy. Let me tell you, like, I'm surprised I didn't come back in a body bag. That's all I can say, because I ended up, you know, they didn't show this on the show, but I ended up falling out of a deer stand because a wild hog was chasing me, and I was running up the deer stand because she had her babies, and I didn't realize when I was coming out the deer stand, she was like under the stand where I couldn't see her with her babies. And like I said, she chased me back up that deer stand. I ended up falling out of it and falling on her. And so like, by the time my cameraman had to carry me back literally to the lodge because I couldn't walk. I hurt my leg. So it was the excitement of the show. Like, they didn't show everything. And I wish they would have shown that, because it was it was funny and it was scary. And there was just like so many stories from that show that were just incredible. But to see how far I pushed myself to win that show, today I'm like, why in the world did I push myself that hard to win that show? But I'm so competitive, I couldn't help myself. You know, I was like, I'm here to hunt, I'm here to win.
Yeah.
That's what I did. So it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That's so fast. I love that. I love that. And then, so you said at the time that you were on that show, you said Love It or Leave It had just come out or had recently come out?
Yes. Like the week that show had aired, Love It, Leave It had came out.
With keeping that Central Mass vibe going, we have to thank our friends over at the DCU Center, again, here in Worcester, dcucenter.com. They are the premier venue here in Central Massachusetts. They are a mid-size arena. They're the home of the Worcester Railers, the Massachusetts Pirates, numerous concerts, numerous events. Check them out, dcucenter.com. They are at 50 Foster Street, right here in Worcester. Cheers.
I'm back.
Hello. Welcome back.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, sorry. It's totally all right. It happens all the freaking time. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Love It, Leave It, and it being my first release. And how it really, like, changed my career. So
I'm just
very thankful because of that hunt show. And now, you know, after all those years, now I have my first EP that I've actually written all the songs on it myself with Sam Woods to release. So I'm very excited about that because I've never been quite this vulnerable to release the songs that I've written. So I'm very excited for this EP called County Line to drop on January 26th.
Yes, we're actually pushing this episode up to coincide with it. So it'll be released the day before the EP drops.
Oh, yay. So excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. We got to hear it already, and it's freaking awesome.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you like it. Thank you. Yeah. That means a lot to me.
Yeah,
I really poured my heart and soul into this, and took a lot of my own experiences, and really, just let people into my life. To be honest.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, there's honestly, to me, there's nothing better than that when a singer writes their own tunes, and you can hear. You know, you can hear the difference, right? I mean, the album, you know, your debut album is fantastic, right? But when you sing your own songs, the songs you have put your heart and soul into, it comes out so much different.
It comes out authentic, I think.
Right.
Like, very authentic, because those lyrics and those words really came from your heart. And,
right.
I like I said, I'm so proud of it, because when I sit back and listen to that 6-song EP, I feel like it really takes you on a journey, and you can see how much I grew in the last couple years to the end of that EP. And that's why I'm just like, gosh, I'm just really proud that I wrote all those songs. And it's like coming into yourself as an artist, you know?
Yeah.
And it just feels really good and rewarding.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But so I'm curious, you know, when Love It or Leave It comes out, we were talking about how the show and the song kind of coincide with one another. Was that kind of planned, or was it not?
It was not planned at all. It was just like the luck of the draw.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was. So it never was planned. It just happened, and it was a blessing. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Now, what was your plan? Let's say the song had come out, you know, before it or after it. I guess it really doesn't matter, right? Or you don't go on the show at all. What was the plan to start pushing your music, you know, as a singer?
Well, you know, I mean, I think with every artist, the plan is to just get on social media and push the heck out of it, you know, and
get
people to know who you are. But it's always better, you know, of course, if you're on a show or something where people already know who you are. So, like I said, I couldn't have planned that out any better myself. It just happened that way. But, you know, going into it, I was thinking, how am I going to push this? How am I going to push this song? I don't think anybody really knows who I am yet, you know?
Yeah. 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 It's very interesting on how it all works out. And, you know, when you being in the right, really in the right place at the right time, you know,
it really is that I tell everybody that who comes to Nashville and they want to try to make it. And like, you just really have to be in the right place at the right time, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you see it all the time, right? You see all these independent artists that, or even just on Lower Broadway or wherever the hell you are, that are super talented, very good, but nobody knows who they are.
It's crazy how much incredible talent is here in Nashville. And I always hear, you know, male or female people singing. I'm just like, oh my gosh, why are they not signed? Why are they not a star? Like, there's some incredible talent here that is like hidden gems here in Nashville.
Yeah.
So it saddens me to see like all these incredible people that have never really gotten their chance, because they are, like I said, it's sad to see incredible artists and nobody gets to hear them sing, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I remember one time, you know, the last time I was in Nashville was almost 6 years ago now, unfortunately. But, you know, I remember being down there and seeing some of these artists and going like, how does nobody know who you are?
I mean, it's crazy. Like, I'm telling you what, like, here in Nashville, honestly, like, your waitress sings, your bartender sings, like, everybody sings, but everybody's so talented. Like, this city is full of talent, and it's incredible to be a part of.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, speaking of things you do to, you know, before you get to push out your stuff, what were you doing before, you know, getting on the show and getting this music career of yours, you know, on track?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I never really thought, you know, I always loved to sing and it's something that I enjoy, but I never thought, if I went back and looked on my life 5 years ago, I just never would have thought that I would be here right now. Right. You know, this was almost, it felt unattainable. I was just doing something that I loved. So I'm telling you what, it's just taken so much hard work to get here. Just perseverance and hard work is, and even when you get told no, you just keep going, you keep going, and you wait for that yes. So sure. I honestly, like I said, I didn't know that this was attainable. I just thought that I was just going to do something that I love and put music out that I love. And if it was only my mom and dad that heard that music, then that's okay. I just wanted to do what I love. But I'm very blessed and very happy that my career has taken me to this place.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, and it's all about that, right? At the end of the day, it's, you know, you put it out, you know, yeah, for somebody else to listen to, right? Or hopefully.
Yes.
But, you know, it's all about what's making you happy.
It is. I mean, if you can find happiness in something you love to do every day, you know, my gosh, what's better than that? And right. I get to sing, I get to write music and express myself and be creative. I mean, it's powerful in itself to be able to do all those things.
Yeah, it really is. And it's, you know, only a few get to do it and get to do it well, and you definitely do it well.
Thank you so much. I've always said that I'm proud of how far I've come. And even if I don't go any further in my career, which I hope I will continue to go further, if I don't, I got to do so many things that I love, and I got to reach people and hear their stories and, you know, let young women know that they could be anything they wanted to be. They could be a huntress. They could sing if they wanted to. Like, there's no limits of what you can do as a woman. And like, that's, to me, that just means more to me than anything.
Yeah.
That I got to really like that's my legacy. I've gotten to leave that legacy. Even if my career doesn't even go any further, I still am happy where I have got, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just happy where I am.
Yeah, and as you should be, you know, because it's, you know, it's so important. You know, I don't have girls, you know, we have all boys, but, you know, it's so important for, the young women and girls, and especially in today's day and age, to have, you know, great representation in the world, you know, given that perspective of you can really do anything you want.
You can. You just got to set your mind to it and don't give up.
That's right.
And don't give up on your dreams, because there's been many times that I have wanted to, you know, the music industry is so difficult, and there's been many times I've wanted to give up. But I just kept thinking, you know, if I don't give up, I'll make it. And that's the truth. Like, if you don't give up, you're bound to make it. You know, right. Everybody in the music industry always says, don't have a plan B or you won't make it. And I have held on to that. I do not have a plan B. So that's why I think I'm making it.
Well, honestly, I don't think you need a plan B. I mean, because everything you've got going on, I mean, damn, you know, it's incredible.
Thank you so much. I'm glad. Like, it's so cool, like I said, to have the support of others and know that you're, you know, I may not be doing anything huge, but like in terms of, you know, political or anything like that, but to know that my music is changing lives by, you know, speaking to them in their tough times of heartache and things like that, like that's the way I'm changing the world, you know, through my music. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, even with the other stuff, you know, with the, you know, the hunting and the fishing and, you know, the stuff that you've put out on YouTube and stuff like that, like, even that's empowering, you know, especially for, you know, for guys, for girls, you know, whatever, you know, I'm a guy in all sense of the world, but I have never hunted before. Whenever I go fishing, it's honestly a shit show because I don't have the patience for it. But it's awesome. Everything you're doing.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy it. Like I always say, like, I find my peace in the woods and I find my peace on the water. And that's a big part of who I am. I really am an outdoors girl, and that's what I love. You know, like I said, my gosh, what's better than going hunting or fishing and country music? I don't think anything's better than that.
I don't think there is. So let me ask you about this country Barbie. What's the word I want?
Persona.
So I think I would be totally remiss if I didn't mention our friends over at 10thWhiskey.com. That's 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company. They're out of Vail, Colorado. Great, great friends of ours. We don't like bourbon here at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast, and they make the absolute best bourbon I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I'm not saying that because they've been great to us. They have the best bourbon, the best rye I've ever tasted in my entire life. So check them out, 10thWhiskey.com. Tell them the Boots and Whiskey Podcast sent you. Cheers.
Thank you. My brain had it. I had it on the tip of my tongue, and I was like, what the hell is that word? So, yeah. So what is that all about?
Well, when I did the outdoor show, there were a few people in my hometown that started calling me Country Barbie. And so people kind of knew me as, oh, there's Country Barbie, because, you know, I would hunt. They'd see me in camo, no makeup, that kind of thing. And then the next day they'd see me singing somewhere in rhinestones and glitter and all that. Because I'm still a woman and I like dressing up and being prissy and all the things, you know. And so I kind of got the nickname from people in my hometown. They just started calling me Country Barbie. So by the time I got on the outdoor channel, of course, they were like, hey, Country Barbie, you know. And once the outdoor channel, like the directors and everybody on the show of For Love or Like started calling me Country Barbie, it was over. That, like, I couldn't get rid of Country Barbie to save my life. That has stuck with me since that show. But I think it's cool. You know, everybody calls me Country Barbie now. And I never really, like, at first I was like, ooh, I don't like being called Country Barbie, because to me it had like a stigma around it.
Yeah.
Just being a Barbie. So I was like, I don't want to be known as Country Barbie. But then after a little while, you know, I kind of came to grips with it, because I was like, wow, it is kind of cool, because these little girls were coming up to me and they were like, I'm going hunting with my daddy. But I love Barbie too, you know, and like dressing up and things like that. And so I realized, like, it was more of a role model thing than it was just being a plastic Barbie. And then once I realized, oh my gosh, like, it's kind of an honor to be called Country Barbie, because it means both things. It means you really can go out there and do anything you want to do, whether that's hunt, fish, be an astronaut, anything you want to do, yeah. You know, as Barbie. And it was just pretty cool to finally come to grips with that. For like I said, for a while, I didn't like it because I was like, I don't want people to think like I'm just a plastic Barbie, because that's not what right. I want to be known for.
Right. Some ditzy, you know.
Yeah, because yeah. There's so much more to me than just like an outward appearance, you know, like, so I wanted people to know me for who I was. And that was just like the strong country girl that I am. And, but now, like I said, I really like that because, the young girls can identify with that. They see it as this girl hunts and fishes, and, she also can get up there and sing and perform as well. And so I think it's pretty cool now. And like yeah. I said, it's become a part of my life, and I've kind of accepted it. I think I'll always be Country Barbie, and I'm cool with that.
That's good. That's good. So when you started getting called that, do you think it was designed to be almost like a dig towards you?
No, people would just call it like, hey, there's Country Barbie. Yeah, she's got rhinestones on and she's got her camo on. And so
gotcha.
It always was like a good thing. But I think once, you know, the longer you hear Country Barbie, like you want to be like, you know, I'm Becca Bowen, you know, right. I'm not Country Barbie. I'm right. Becca Bowen, you know,
right. I have a name, guys. Come on.
Yeah. It's like, I am Becca. And so I went through this phase where I was like, I am Becca. And then finally I was like, okay, I'll accept it. You can call me Country Barbie, you know, as long as you think I'm not plastic.
Oh man. Yeah. I think we could all kind of relate to that, where, you know, we've gone through life with a nickname and then we get to a point where I am not that person anymore. And then, you know, you get to a point, you're like, ah, oh, fuck it. I guess.
That's why I was like, you know what? It's fine. You know what? Yeah. I like it. I do like pink. It's okay. I love pink. I was like, I love pink. So it's fine. But as long as I'm Becca, the real girl is Becca.
it kind of like cracks me up. And again, this is not this is just from a different lens, right? Where, you know, because I've seen you in pictures of, you know, you hunting and all this stuff, and it cracks me up because, you know, every picture I've seen, full face of makeup, you know, whole 9 yards, and I'm like, what is this girl doing? You know, and it's like, but it works, and it's...
Yeah, I'm just out there living my life. That's what I'm doing the things I love to do and having fun, and I've always been kind of, I think I'm a little kind of, I'm kind of quirky, in my own ways, and
sure.
I've never been one to like be judgy of people, you know, whatever you want to do, you do it. I don't care. I just think you should be happy. And that's how I live my life. Like, I just want to be happy and do the things that brings me joy. And that's what I do, whether it's getting dressed up in rhinestones and high heels and going out and singing and performing, or if that's just putting on some camo and going in the woods and, you know, having a fun time out there too.
yeah. And that's the way it should be. You know, I love how, you know, even in the snow that you're in right now, how energetic and excited you are for everything you're doing. You know, it's awesome.
Like, I have no shame. I know it. I have no shame. I'm just like a ball of energy. And sometimes I'm a little weird, but that's okay. That's okay.
I mean, we're all a little weird. So
what, like, you got to be a little weird. You'd be boring if you wasn't a little weird, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think you have, you know, to be in the country music world and the, you know, the music world in general, you have to be a little off your rocker, because, you know, there's so much shit that goes on and behind the scenes that you just have to, you know, kind of take it with a grain of salt.
You do. You have to take everything with a grain of salt and just kind of live in the moment. And that's where I'm at. You know, I'm just living in the moment, and I'm just having fun.
That's all you can do. And that's all that matters. You know, just have fun. Just have fun. Now, absolutely. You know, you have your EP, you know, as we're talking, it's still a week out, but your EP comes out tomorrow. And, you know, we're super excited for it. And even though it's new now, right?
Yes.
What is the plan with anything new, anything else that comes out for this year? Or are we kind of just sticking with the EP and going to ride it for as long?
Oh, no. I'm never just sticking with something. I always got something in my back pocket. Anybody that knows me knows that. So with this 6-song EP, you know, I'm getting everybody a chance to like get a glimpse of my life for like the last 2 years. And like I said, I feel like everybody can relate to this completely, this EP. You know, this is like closing a chapter and then opening up a new one. So I have a song that I have written that I am so excited to put out, but you know, like I'm keeping it secret, because this one is just the real deal. That crazy country girl who's just, you know, I think that it has kind of like a Miranda Lambert feel to it. Like it'll come out with a little bit of a shock factor, just Ooh. This bad ASS country girl. And I'm just saving that song until after this EP has a little time to sit with everybody. And I am so excited about it. Like, I don't think I've ever been this excited about a song in my life that I've written, but this one just, it's on a different level of country rock. And I'm just, woo, I'm excited.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. I love that sound. You know, that Miranda, that old school Miranda Lambert sound.
Yes. I love the older stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I love the 90s country and stuff like that. Like that's where it's at for me. And you add a little rock to that. I think people are really going to be like, now that's her. That's who she is. People that know me.
I love that.
Thank you.
So this is a song that you wrote.
It is. And like, it'll come out, probably the middle of this year. I'm just, like I said, I'm saving it and I'm giving time for this EP to sit with everybody and let people enjoy that first before I was going to include this other song on my EP, but I felt like it just needed its time by itself, you know?
Yeah.
It needed its time to shine by itself.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it also sucks when you have like a really, really great song or a song that you're that passionate about, you know, amongst a group of other songs that I'm not saying you're not as passionate for, but, you know, have a different feel.
Yeah. It's like when you write something, you know, it like sparks something in you. And this one that I have written just really sparked something. You know, I felt like it has kind of a shock factor to it a little bit. Like, wow, she just said that. Oh my gosh. You know, that's so country. And so that's why I'm just like saving it, because.
Now we're going to thank our friends on the North Shore, the Porch Southern Fair and Juke Joint. Our buddy Jonathan Post is the head chef and owner of The Porch. They are at 175 Rivers Edge Drive, right in Medford, Massachusetts. Don't want to miss this place. They have some of the best food in the region. Jonathan has brought his Nashville roots here to New England with the food, with the hospitality, and most of all, the music. Check him out. theporchsouthern.com.
I know it just needs to stand alone, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm almost more excited for that now.
No, you can't be.
No.
We got to get through County Line first.
That's true.
But County Line, I'm so passionate about. Like, I was able to include, like, one of my favorite songs on the EP is Baby Lie to Me. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, I really just poured my heart and soul into that song and was so vulnerable. And it goes back to my, like, my gospel bluesy background. And that's why I love that song so much. Because I really was able to just deliver the emotions of that song with my voice and just capture those lyrics with a lot of vulnerability. And that's probably one of my favorite songs on the entire EP.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, we've had it now for a few days, and yeah, I was actually blown away by, you know, obviously, you know, everybody has heard County Line at this point, right?
But yes,
and it's like, it just every song, it's like almost gets better and better and better and better.
Oh gosh, thank you. I'm glad that you have enjoyed listening to it. County Line. The reason I named the EP County Line is because it's hard to leave your hometown and come to Nashville and pursue your dreams here. It's so intimidating. And with County Line, I feel like so many people do leave what they know to pursue their careers, whether it's singing, whether it's being a doctor, whether it's anything, you have to take that chance to leave your county line, you know, yeah, cross the county line to to pursue your dreams and take that chance. And I feel like that's what I've done. And that was really hard for me to do, especially being a country girl and being used to just going out in the woods and enjoying, you know, what that had to offer. And then to come to a big city like this, you know, like, it was intimidating. But that's why I chose to name the whole EP County Line, just because that really is like the motto of that entire album. I mean, EP, like just how far I've come.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it tells a great story, this EP. It really does. And like, you can tell it's telling a story that, you know, maybe hasn't been out there in music before, you know, when it comes to you.
I tried to just like go back to my roots, go back to sitting in the kitchen with my grandpa while he played Johnny Cash, and, you know, when he was cooking chicken and rice. And, you know, I tried to take myself back to my roots and be able to share that with others. It was time. It was time to go really, you know, reflect on who I am as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's quite the reflection. You know, I can only imagine what else you have up that sleeve of yours for Star.
You'll have to wait and see.
I know, I guess so. EP comes out tomorrow. Another song, you know, for sure, hopefully middle of the year. Will that be it for this year, come music releases, or do you think there'll be more?
I doubt it, because, you know, I'm already writing new music, and you know, it just kind of flows out of you sometimes, and you want to share that with people. So you can't really hold on to it for so long. And we'll be on the road, you know, sharing this EP with other people and touring, and we're getting all that together. So I'm really excited to see what this year will bring. I actually have my EP release party in Nashville as well. So it's just a time for me of celebration. It really is. And I just feel so blessed and so thankful to those people who have supported me these past couple years. And like, even you know, doing this interview with me, like, I'm so appreciative of people who take the time out of their day to talk to me and to hear my story and to listen to my music. Like, 'cause without you guys, I would be just sitting in the woods hunting. So I'm very appreciative of you.
On a day like this, I don't know if I would be sitting out in the woods.
I would not be hunting on a day like this. I'd be sitting right where I am.
Yep, absolutely. Sounds like the best way to go about it.
Yes.
Well, you know, Becca, I absolutely love everything you're doing. I'm so happy that you came on and talked to us today. I can't wait to do another episode whenever you want to come back, because I think
I would love to come back. And thank you so much.
We could talk forever and ever and ever.
I could. I'm a talker. Let me tell you, I can talk your head off.
I love it. But you know, before we let you go and go shovel or whatever the hell you need to do again, we have a kind of a tradition here at the show where, you know, seeing we are the Boots and Whiskey podcast, I got to ask about your boots and about your whiskey of choice.
Oh, Maker's Mark. Of course.
Not even a thought in her
There's
mind.
There's not even a thought. Maker's right Mark.
I love that.
It like, Maker's Mark is the best. It's like, medicine, you know what I mean? Medicine to the soul.
I know what you mean.
Oh, and then you want to know boots?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that was harder, because I have so many pairs of boots that I just absolutely adore. You know this, like, I have too many to count. Like, if you went into my closet, there's just way too many. Like, way too many. Like, I'm walking to my closet right now because I'm trying to see, like, what you want to know, the brand of boot, what do you
want? Whatever you want. I'm here for you. So whatever you want to do.
Let's see. You know what? I'm going to have to say this, and it's probably not what you expected. My favorite boot is my Danner boots that I hunt in. That is actually my favorite boots, because there are so many stories with those boots. And like, if those boots could talk, that's all I could say. So those are my favorite.
That is like the last kind of boot I thought you were going to tell me.
No, that's my favorite boot because so many life experiences I've had in those boots and stories with my family in the woods. Those are my favorite by far.
I love it. That's awesome. That's great. Damn. You have such a fascinating life.
I can get a little deep sometimes. I really can.
I love it. No, I mean that's what we're here for. You know, we push to the point where, you know, sometimes we're told things that, you know, people don't want out there, which I absolutely love. But you know, I appreciate you so much for being here and
thank you, and I appreciate you for having me on the show. Anytime. Absolutely. So thank you again.
No problem. And like I said, this will be out. You know, the EP comes out tomorrow. So.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Set your alarms for midnight and listen to it before you go to bed.
Yes, y'all download it and stream it and all the good things and share it and let me get my message out there.
Hell yeah, girl. Well, congratulations on everything, Becca, and we look forward to chatting soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All righty. There you have it, everyone. Again, Becca, thank you so much for coming on the show today and chatting and shooting the shit in the breeze and all that. It's so cool. You're such a down-to-earth person. I loved it. And you know what? No shame here. I wasn't sure what I was going to get from this conversation and pleasantly surprised with how it came out, pleasantly surprised on how down-to-earth Becca is. About who she is and what she's doing and everything she's doing. It's fucking incredible. Sorry, kids, if you're listening at home. Dad swears a lot because he's from New England and it's just like commas. But yeah, absolutely incredible. Becca, you're the best. You really are one of the coolest people I have ever come in contact with. You are just a badass. That's it. Just a badass. So thank you again so much for coming on. Everybody listening, thank you for tuning in. Again, socials, go check them out. Like, follow, subscribe, the whole nine. Bootsandwhiskeyentertainment.com. As you could tell from this episode, right? This is the way we do it. Real people, right? Real stories, real country. That's it. That's what we do here. So thank you again. We will see you on Tuesday for our next episode, which is... I don't even know. I'm not telling you. Actually, I know who it is. I just can't remember off the top of my head. I think it's Orlando Mendez, but I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll see you Tuesday. Have a great weekend, guys. Go get County Line. It is out at midnight tonight. If you're on the East Coast, it's out at 11 p.m. If you're in the Central Time Zone, I don't know what the hell the West Coast does. They're in their own freaking world. So thank you so much again, Becca. County Line, tomorrow. Check it out. Till Tuesday, keep the boots on the ground and the whiskey in the glass. Enjoy your weekend, y'all. Thank you so much. Good night.